Hey, this is Captain Lee, and you're listening to the Andertons podcast.
Another one.
He knows it all.
But I'm doing all right, the best that I can.
That's unusual.
Just another fallen angel. I'm trying to go through the night. Step by step, one by one. Higher and higher. Step by step, one.
So,
welcome back.
Welcome back. And probably not necessarily the album, you know, if you were talking about albums that you grew up with, not necessarily Huey Lewis and the News 4 wouldn't immediately come to mind. But as soon as Pete and I saw this in the record shop, we were both like,
yeah,
yes.
It's such a big part of my childhood as well.
I think this was a great example of, again, that classic American rock, six-piece band, great singer.
Great singers.
Great singer.
The BVs on this album, we'll hear later, is incredible. Songs.
Not as big a selling as...
And then, I mean, the construction of the song, I mean, the guitar player, fantastic.
So guitar player on here, again, probably going to put him in a similar bracket to the kind of Keith Scott thing from the previous episode we did on Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
As...
Name?
Chris Hayes.
Hayes.
So not necessarily the best known guitar player that there ever was. Stylistically, again... Great tone, great note choice, great chords, not playing anything a million miles an hour. Probably this
he
band...
He can, though. He's a bit more...
Is thing, he?
He plays
a bit more jazzy.
Yeah.
So this was their fourth album, presumably
four.
The reason why it's called Four, even though it's spelt differently. Went triple platinum, so...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
So it was a tasty lick at the
end
there. This is Jacob's Ladder, which was one of the hits off of this tune. This album, I think, again, beautifully, beautifully arranged. Tower of Power provide the horns section.
Yeah.
Which is just, so you got these. And again, that for me is those slightly bigger. If I think of when you used to listen to like the Blues Brothers type band, you know, where again, it was a good rock band with a crazy good horn section, makes such a difference. We've got that.
We've got that, yeah.
So, okay. Stuck With You was probably, well, no, I know Hip To Be Square was the big one, wasn't it? But
yeah.
Stuck With You was a big
I think
big,
how
big
I got
tune.
Into it was watching Back to the Future. And what was the song? Because I don't think it was Hip To Be Square, was it?
Was it...
But
well,
I'm not
know.
Sure if it was on
was
this
it even
album
off this
or not.
Album?
I think I said that at
so
some
this
other
was
point,
1986,
but...
so isn't that after
yeah.
Back to the Future? I think it was before.
I need to look that up because that was definitely one of the reasons. Soundtrack, let's just have a look. That was definitely one of the reasons. Well, it was one of the reasons a lot of people play guitar, right? Marty McFly. Surely.
That's... Oh, you mean this film was why
no, but,
people play
yeah,
guitar?
Yeah, but there was
maybe.
There was a song in there. Yeah, The Power of Love.
Of course. I don't know. Do you remember there was a time in the 80s where there were about three bands had a massive hit with a song called Power
of
Love. You had these guys, you had Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and you had the, the woman that had the massive... The Power of Love.
Yeah, there was a lot of Power of Love going on. So that was not on that. That was not on that album here. That, so
it is.
Oh, is it? It
yeah,
is.
It
on
is
the
on
album.
This album. Come
so
on.
That's why.
Play the second song.
Yeah. So
play, so lots and lots of big hits off of this.
I mean,
this
we,
album.
There was a lot of jokes going on. Stuck with you. We call it stuck in you as well. So if you change with in the song to in, you have a little listen to what that sounds like. So cocktail. You know, you want a cocktail.
It's a happy tune.
Yeah, a happy tune. But listen, just listen to the guitars and the arrangement.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs.
Brilliant.
Down that rocky road. Here we are steering around. We thought about someone else.
Oh, whoops. I just went like that. Thought about something.
Thought about breaking up.
It's so nice.
Here we go.
Yeah. Great vocals. Half time. Oh, yeah. The guitar, man.
The same folder. All the same friends. And the same retreat.
Beach Boys kind of BVs, great BVs.
Stuck in you.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. I'm so
happy to check the guitar up. There's guitar parts.
They're much more complicated, aren't they, the guitar parts?
This is, yeah.
I take it all back.
It's much more, the constructions of the song, in my opinion, is much more complicated.
So on the breaks, Bryan Adams songs, typically you were talking three or four chords made up the whole structure of the song.
Yeah.
This, the guitar player's playing much more of those, almost those gospel changes where he's playing multiple chords to go from one to the section to the next.
But listen to the BVs.
Do you know what? I'm going to just, I should just look this up, but the only guy I actually know which one he is Huey Lewis. I don't know which one the guitar player is.
I think it's him.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you tell? Doesn't Chris Fingers.
Doesn't it say on the album?
Oh, it tells you what his name is, but it doesn't tell me which one he is in this song.
Yes, it's
true. Yes, it's true. I am happy to be stuck with you. Yes, it's true.
I think that's a guitar solo in this, isn't it?
I'm so happy to be stuck with you. I can see that you're happy to be stuck in me.
Oh, yeah. Put the door bars up.
It's the guy in the middle, in the bass jacket. And there is a tremendous picture of him. It's so 80s. I could see you rocking that, Pete, couldn't you?
Holy, yeah. I actually, there's
a picture.
Need
to just show this to camera here.
There's pictures of me.
Yes.
There is pictures of me playing guitar.
What
in
is that guitar
shirts.
As well? He's got, I mean, there are pictures of him with a Strat, but he's got a lot of unusual, like pointy headstock kind of guitars.
It's all 80s.
Floyd Roses and all sorts.
Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Whole lot of loving.
Oh. Oh. Great vocal
tiny
band.
Tiny girl in magazines. I remember all his lyrics.
Stop dreaming. Get back home to the real thing. Then last night, ran a letter you sent. Woke up this morning, under a tent.
This is great. Half time again. And then. Like slapback delay on it. Do you know Huey Lewis plays harmonica like a demon on this? Listen to this.
Ba, 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 ba.
You know what it is? Just good feeling vibe songs that you can sing along to. Listen, I can remember all these lyrics. Somehow, they're all stuck in my head.
It's much
Tell me that you understand. I'll probably just do the same with this. It's crazy.
It's much more rock and roll, isn't it? It's the most rock and roll album that we've had.
No, actually not. Some of the earlier Huey Lewis is much more...
Is it heavier?
I'm the one with harmonica. Notice how the guitar spread thing, bang, yeah. There's how it goes.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's another guitar player in the band, Johnny Collar, who's down as playing saxophone, guitar, and obviously they're all singing. So,
you know, the saxophone in this time, in this 80s, he would have like that, and then big sweaty muscles, tan, long hair in the back, mullet.
Full mullet. Come on, let's play the next song.
Yeah, what's the next song?
Next song is Doing It All For My Baby.
Oh, doing it, that's a good guitar solo in this one.
This reminds me, do you remember when, what was the Bruce Willis thing that he was in with Cybill Shepherd? Moonlighting. All of these songs just remind me of that kind of classic 80s.
You know, Bruce Willis has got two albums out as well.
Has he?
Yeah.
I do remember, well, he did Under the Boardwalk, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Now listen here, again, three times around at the end, and then a proper blues ending here.
Oh, yes. That's proper doing rock and roll.
Or the tempo.
This is a great tune.
So that's Tower Power. We're still in bed. She comes to me with sweet affection. Gives me with kisses. Hello, sleepy head.
Yes, man.
Just feel in another nature.
I'll do my best to be
nice.
Listen, right. So people ask where you get all your chords from, Peter, stuff you play. This stuff like this.
This is stuff like this, isn't it?
That chord. So
okay.
This is like...
No, come on.
No, we need to listen. There's a guitar solo in this one.
Oh, okay. The next song is probably my favourite one.
Upon my weary shoulder, snuggle up and say...
I can't believe you know all the words.
These are the chords here.
It's over. I do my best to give
the love
forever. It seems like everything,
you know, like,
I do it forever. Doing it all for my baby. Cause she's a fine as she can be.
How is she so fine?
Is it the solo here?
Here we come. Stop.
Very clean.
Built up, clean solo. It's got this stopping thing again on it, you know. And it's just, it's a pentatonic, but beautiful solo.
I'm loving this. I'm loving going with some of these, not obscure albums, but where the band are more, less well known. As in the doing members of the band are less well known.
Do you want to
He looks like the youngest guy in this band as well.
Yeah, he looks like a kid, doesn't he?
Doing it.
Next one.
obviously.
Obviously, is it?
Let's this is it. The big one.
Doing it!
Or it was my favourite anyway.
Oh, it's a cool little bit here. That's what I'm starting to back. In a minute. Right,
come on.
Next one.
Yes!
Classic, man.
So straight, though.
This is great,
though,
man. Now listen to the guitar. It's still... It's just...
You know what?
You know, most people think you play twice on the dat dat, but actually you play one and then it's the
yeah.
Boom, boom.
I'm not kidding you. I think Oz is going to kill himself in the corner here. This couldn't get any more dad if
two
it tried.
Dad's listening to dad albums. I mean, everybody's turned
so
up already.
Bored.
But it's not. It's
this was a brilliant
what
song.
What song, man?
It's alright, yeah.
It's alright, yeah. But you know, it's about building the song and the tracks up. And it's not, it's about what the inspiration it had on me, this, I can't tell you. It's crazy, man.
Didn't this have a great music video to it as well? I vaguely remember back in the days where bands used to bother to do proper videos.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. Come on, boys.
Or is it a saxophone solo?
That's it. Harmony. It's so 80s, eh? Again. Burn it. Anyway.
Oh, we don't have enough saxophone solos in songs anymore,
do we?
I think,
no, I can only take
so many.
Certain amount. It has to be like this, otherwise, Austin gets. I can listen to some jazz and stuff, but it's just, if it's too much of it, it's like anything of too much of a good thing, right?
But I do think that the saxophone, a great saxophone player, gets the way they can do those slight note bends with, you know, and also add that little bit of dirt onto the tone and everything. It's great.
I know some amazing saxophone players, but I still get enough of it.
It's a great riff, isn't it? Bam, ba, da, da, da. Anyway, brilliant song. Brilliant, brilliant song.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I remember what the next one is. It's called I Know What I Like.
I know.
We're just basically playing the whole album here.
Okay,
so next one.
Okay. This is probably the one of the least favorite, I'd probably sing the song.
Well, let's see. See if you can. What's the first line? In fact, this is very you, the first line.
I like, that's it, isn't it? Well, listen.
Very clean. It's not dissimilar to some of those Bryan Adams tones, is it?
It's cleaner. When things go best. Don't ever last.
Oh, this is cheese. This literally has been written about you, Pete.
Is this... Like, yeah. It was a good or bad.
We might skip this one, I think. Feeling when you're holding
my hand. This funny song. I know what I like. So does Chuck Berry. He likes to
he
do
does,
that.
Indeed.
He right, likes what's the ding-a-ling. Next one? I think there's a solo in here as well, but I can't remember.
This next one is called I Never Walk Alone.
Oh, that's the Irish pop, isn't it?
This is the Liverpool song, isn't it? But probably not.
Probably
that
not.
Version.
It's better when it gets going. It's a bit Christmassy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, I don't know if you might not have heard that. Oz just said the bass line sounds like Hip to Be Square.
But
and it's not uncommon for you to get that on an album where a band comes up with a,
exactly,
a riff and like two or three songs come out of a very similar sounding.
Oh, here we go. Listen, listen. Might know. It goes to the minor chords and stuff.
I don't remember this song. The next one is the another huge one. Was that, so this was the soundtrack, wasn't it, to... Or off the soundtrack
was that
from
the one?
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So the next track that is on the vinyl album is Power of Love, which obviously is awesome. But presumably for some sort of rights reasons or whatever, it's not on the iTunes version.
No, that's weird, isn't it?
Which is weird, so we are going to have to play
this. But it's on here, because it's on a different, it's on the Greatest Hits album.
That's a bit weird. Okay.
I mean, this is such a hit as well, isn't it?
Was a hit. I love the crackle.
Same, yeah. It's the same progression, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like how they just had a, had a cold, cold beverage and go...
He's got such a good voice.
Yeah. Listen to how simple the guitar is on this double stop.
He lets the... It's interesting, this band, isn't it? Because he lets... He lets the bass player play the sort of the sort of the driving melody behind the song, if you like, and all the guitar parts are sort of this sort of funky embellishments over the top.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what he's trying to do. He's trying to be a part of the rhythm section.
Yeah,
which I, you know, I did hear again going back to this.
Is there a guitar?
Podcast.
Is there this? There's another guitar part playing the.
It's chords.
Or is it?
It's
they
power
from
chords.
A keyboard.
That's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's just like...
All just like, double stop type.
Yeah. It's like that, isn't it?
That was a, funnily enough, that Matteo Sassato interview I was talking about with Rick Beato, that's his things. He says he likes to... He likes to play, you know, a single note harmony, as in two
on
notes.
On a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, on all the runs.
Yeah.
And it's just like another, I'm loving this series, just because I, again, although
it's revisiting
I remember
the album, isn't it?
Loving this album,
all is love.
I never remember breaking it down or thinking who were the musicians. I just loved it for the music, where it's fun to revisit and sort of really see how each different band's got their own style. This is such a good tune. And with a little help from above, you
feel the power. I haven't played this for years, man.
This had a good solo in it.
Yeah.
Again, pretty clean from memory.
Yeah. Tell you what.
It's got a bit of Stevie Ray about it.
It's Stevie Ray. It's Let's Dance.
It's
that's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually, again, Let's Dance. If we see that on vinyl, I'm buying that. I know. Again, this is my sort of my David Bowie kind of. What's the? I'm the fan that I think he never really liked as my favourite album was the one that he felt he'd kind of sold out on, and it was never the one that he ever really liked to talk about. But the Stevie Ray solo in Let's Dance is like, oh, yeah. Lord. Anyway, right.
So
three more tracks.
Yeah.
Forest for the Trees. I'll be honest with you. I vaguely remember Simple as That, but I don't remember this tune.
Let's go Forest for the Trees.
Can you remember this one? This is another.
I didn't remember the key.
This is another Top Gun song.
Yeah.
But like, I sort of more like as the credits are rolling in Top Gun.
Yeah. But it's not. Again, it's like. His voice is great. The forest for the trees. The forest for the... I'm not a big fan of this song.
No.
It's but this bit I like. When you get angry and everything's black or white, you know that it ain't that simple. That's that little picking.
What's that? This chord thing, this is literally straight off the Bryan Adams album that we just, what was the song that's going?
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen to the harmonies here. But you hear the next song.
Naturally is the next song.
Okay, so Naturally the next song. This is where it really shines. I don't know if there's a guitar solo in this. Okay, this next song is just a cappella. Oh, yeah. Great sound.
It's so... There goes Tom Cruise, no helmet on his motorcycle.
On his motorcycle.
Yeah. Down the highway into the distance. He's a great guitar player, this guy.
He's a really, really wonderful, accomplished guitar player. All right, so next one here. Oh, I love this. Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, a bit of a cappella.
Oh, listen to this. Wow.
Said goodbye to me. Imagine seeing this live.
And the flowers in the gloom, it just refused to bloom.
This is another film track, isn't it? It sounds like a Disney film of some sort.
You see, oh, naturally. But what a boom. This is a good, it's brilliant. What a boom, what a boom, what a boom.
Song a cappella. Ever since you said goodbye to me,
and the flowers in the garden just refused to die. These guys are musicians, man. They're like top.
I wonder how many of our core audience is still marching.
Oh, no, none of them. But it's just. I love this.
It's my favorite track so far.
Really? Come back and change your mind. Everything will work out
naturally.
It's such a Disney soundtrack, this.
Only strong will survive. So it's up to me and you to do what we gotta do to keep
our love. Come on. Now the bees have been gone,
we know that something's wrong. It's almost like that rolling keyboard. But ow! I want Jack to do that on the keyboard channel. Copy this. I mean, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Now,
a band that plays that well and just go, let's put our instruments down and let's all sing. No,
do you think
no
they've
instruments,
done this
just
with,
the voices.
Do you think they've got a guide in their ears?
They just got one, two, three, four.
Because if they haven't, it's just like insane level, isn't it?
And we had times we did that when we were like 16, 17. We would sing like this, you know. Just to learn it, because to singing BVs is such a special thing to be able to do that playing at the same time. Okay. So the last one,
song,
is it?
Simple as that.
Okay, this song hits home, man.
Does it?
Because this, if you read the lyrics,
I will.
It's all about beginning and the end, and the kids move out. and you know, the money and all that stuff.
Yeah?
And money goes so fast it ain't funny. You know, and then it's just you and me and the dog and the cat, and it's as simple as that. There's all that kind of lyrics in it.
Well, let's listen to it.
Let's have a listen to it.
Oh, wow! Oh, it's so... This is more 70s.
Yeah, it's Tower of Power, isn't it? I tell you...
Working hard all day. At the end of the week, you collect your pay. Yeah. That's just where it's at.
Oh, that's got a bit of Steely Dan.
Yeah.
It's the simple as that.
What a tune.
I tell you what, so.
You pay your bills the best that you can.
Jimi Hendrix. Cost sure hurts a family man. I tell you, this, when you're 18 or 17 or maybe even mid-20s or you're, if you're a kid and not married, you don't know, this does, you don't, this doesn't get you, but if you're, then, but listen. Chorus again.
Wow.
You might went up to get that house on the hill, but you just don't know if you ever will.
Cause you can't get the cash.
I love this.
It's as simple as that.
Love this.
Cause a man from the bank,
it's home, right? A tit for a tat. I love the chorus, man. I love the this bit. Yeah.
Ooh, and the money goes so fast. It ain't funny. It ain't funny. No, no.
Morecambe and Wise Christmas special or something. Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Squiddy-dee-dee-dee. I think got the last one, right? Like toys.
For you know it, the kids are all grown. Married off with kids
of this is brilliant, isn't it?
Now it's all in the past.
Oh, true, depressing.
Yeah. And it's brilliant. You reach the autumn.
You reach the autumn of your life. And all that's left is you and your wife. And the dog and the cat is
waiting. But the chords and this bit in the end, I love it, man.
Ooh, and the money.
Listen to this, let's voice here. And again, let's go around one more time.
Is there a key change? Do we go up a key or not?
No.
Same key.
It's before.
I thought it was going to go a
it's
bit.
It's before boy band, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to go a bit. So.
But here you go.
Westlife. Oh, it could have done a key change there. I bet live they did a key change. Well,
and you have to remember, this is all recorded on Amtrak, so Ampeg tapes. So when you did it, that's it. You had to do it, right? It's amazing, you know. I mean, that song at the end, again, like the Bryan Adams one, the last song on the album just goes, you take that. This is going to hit home, you know. But well, you don't get that till you've got kids and a mortgage, right?
So there we
and
are.
And then you get it, and you're like crying, you're like, did I do this right?
Part three of our
random. In part four.
Thank you very much for watching. If you like this sort of thing, like and subscribe. There's more coming soon.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to our latest podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit that subscribe button. See you next time.